They tell you when I've been in public office now for 4 years. They tell you when you're going to give a public speech, you're going to give a public address, there's one thing you really want to try to avoid, and it's the after lunch speech. But that's okay. If you have to give the after lunch speech, just make sure that it's something like a salad or sandwiches. You don't ever want to speak after lunch if they ate something like, you know, fajitas. So I've got about 30 minutes with you today. And what I like to do is talk for about 15 or 20 minutes, and I'm going to talk at a high level, talk market outlook. When we talk about power generation, natural gas, oil, transportation, the issues that are facing not just our industry, but our entire nation right now, the outlook is very interesting. It's unlike things that we've seen in a long time, and they do present challenges to every aspect of modern industry, certainly including legal structures, the type of things that you guys will get invested in, court cases, precedents, even as a railroad commissioner. When we hear cases that come before us, more and more these days, we are hearing cases of first impression because the landscape around us in industry is changing every day. First of all, some high-level numbers. Oh, by the way, I'm going to talk for 15, 20 minutes. I'm going to take questions. I want to challenge you to ask me good questions. Often in a group like this, I'll say, anybody got any questions? Everyone sits there and says, well, I don't want to be the first one to ask a question. Ask me the tough questions. I am an engineer by background, been in the industry for over 20 years, and I pride myself on my knowledge of the market because prior to being a railroad commissioner, traveled all around the world. I've been in probably two-thirds of the refineries in the United States. I have been in exploration and production operations in most major continents, Australia, the Middle East, Europe. Been in petrochemical facilities in Kuwait, dealt with regulatory practices all over the world when I was in private business. So it's given me a fairly unique perspective as your railroad commissioner. Now to go back, start off with some high-level numbers.